Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation. A half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. An abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Summer's really picking up at the moon base. I just opened up my swimming pool, where pool stands for crater, and swimming stands for crying. Anyways, the crater's open if you want to come over and have a cry. In your future, man's greed for treasure will take him to the depths of the ocean, just like Bill Paxton in Titanic, but deeper and deadlier.
Not calm seas.
Oh, it's pretty rough today. Pretty, pretty rough.
Indeed.
You know, we should probably head for shore before it gets much darker than this, and we may not find ourselves in a safe haven when the storm rolls in.
Sandy, do you really think the captain will let us turn back?
Do I think he'll let us turn back? I mean, he's a seafaring man who knows the dangers of being on the sea. I think he will. He'll hear reason. He'll turn back.
I don't know if he'll hear reason anymore. He's mad near obsessed with his latest mission.
It's true. I've seen that look in his eye, that dangerous glint in his eye when he talks about it. He talks about achieving that scepter. He wants that scepter that he had those many years ago that went overboard in that storm that was much like the one that's brewing tonight.
I don't know why we even do it, Sandy. We're prawn fishermen, and our captain has an unhealthy obsession with his scepter collection.
It is true, Elroy. He does. He's missing the one. You've been in his cabin, right? He's called you in there late at night, hasn't he?
Scepters everywhere.
Everywhere.
In the center, behind his desk, a throne made of scepters.
It's through the wall, top to bottom, covered in scepters.
And there in the middle, one empty, long, thin space.
With a label beneath it that reads, "The Scepter of Eternity."
I mean, why? Why doesn't he have enough scepters?
I don't know. It's like a scepter obsession. A scepter session.
Yeah.
Yeah?
An obsession.
An obsessioner. An obsessioner. Yeah.
Scepters.
Oh, here he comes. He's walking along. He's just swabbing.
Pulling the net. Swabbing.
Crawling.
How's it going? Have we caught any prawn?
Oh, let me just check the net here. Yeah.
Oh, you got a, looks like a solid dozen prawns.
Excellent. And how's the swabbing?
The swabbing's going really great. I think I've gotten right down to the bare wood here.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, the storm's real bad and we should be heading back. But I've dropped anchor because I know the scepter is here.
How do you know that? Do you have like one of those fish finders, except it's for scepters?
When you're as experienced with scepters as I am, you gotta feel for these kind of things.
It's not like I was trying to question you, sir.
No, I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
There's a storm just like this where I last saw the Scepter of Eternity, and it was in a spot just like this, on the water in a storm when I lost that scepter, and I'm about to find it again. I know it's he.
So, Captain, we're going purely on gut here? Is that what's happening?
It's a feeling I have. I have a connection to these scepters, and I know it's here.
Gut feeling.
Yeah, I'm going to call it. Yeah, sure, if you want to give it a name, you call it a gut feeling. I've dropped anchor, and I've put a rowboat on the side.
I just want to...
The three of us are getting in that boat, and we're going to find this scepter.
Oh, the storm is teetering on
catch. It's nothing!
There's white caps out there that are bigger than any white cap I've ever seen.
Oh, well, I've seen worse. And you're both coming with me.
There's only the three of us aboard.
Yes.
The good ship Lollipop.
That's right.
And
it is a good ship.
It's a great ship.
It's
okay,
a good ship.
I'm not impugning the quality of the ship we're on.
You don't dare.
I know, I'm not. I've only brought it up because it's such a good ship. Shouldn't one of us stay behind, say me?
No.
Sandy, first
mate? Fine. It's protected by scepter magic.
Scepter magic.
That's right. Every scepter has a little bit of magic in it. Why do you think I've lined the walls of my cabin with the scepters? I'm protected by magic.
Wow. What are you seeking protection from, Captain?
Stuff, life, injustice.
Oh, feelings.
Yeah, well, that's always a protection for me. Hop in the rowboat, boys. I'm commanding you to hop into the rowboat.
One last pitch.
All right,
let's hear him out, sir. Let's hear him out. This is a triocracy. Let's hear him
please,
out.
The storm is getting worse.
I am your faithful navigator.
Yeah, sure.
Here's my pitch.
All right, let's hear it. I'm wide open.
I bust out the sextant, open up the map, mark our spots navigationally here on the water.
Here, here.
We go home, wait for the storm to ride out.
Here, here.
Come exactly back where we were before. End to the robot we go.
This is the first I've felt the scepter in a long time. You think I'm giving up now just because of a little rain and two boys that don't want to come with me?
Can we vote? Can we take a vote on
yes, the captain has three votes.
Whoa. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, geez.
Captain has three votes.
That's true.
All in favor of going back to shore?
That's why it's a triocracy.
Of course, of course.
All in favor of staying? Me. I guess there was no other votes.
I abstained.
It wouldn't have made any difference if we had voted.
Yep.
All right. So, here's your equipment. Here's your underwater breathing apparatus.
What the what?
We're going underwater.
We're going underwater where it's safe, you know, from the storm.
Ooh, we're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
All right. Then hop in the boat, boys. We're getting in the boat. Now we're going to roll away from the good ship Lollipop.
I can help.
No, I want to do this.
Okay.
I just need you with me to help get the scepter, in case it's guarded by anything. Put your scuba gear on. Put your underwater breathing apparatus on there, boys.
But this smells kind of funky, sir.
It smells like seawater.
No, not quite. I mean, this mask smells like, I don't know, someone else's breath.
Well, probably Toby, the last fella who wore it.
Toby?
Yeah. He died wearing that mask. So put your scuba gear on, boys.
You smell death rattle.
I do.
Just we'll rinse it off in the ocean.
Rinse it off in the ocean.
Or the rain, either one. There's lots of water around.
Sandy, can you help me with my pants?
Sure.
Why? Do you need your pants off?
Because this is skin tight. I got to be skin tight.
He wants the wetsuit on.
It's cold, sir.
Fine.
Sir, it's cold. All right, just come over here.
Okay.
All right, let's pull these up. Put one foot in at a time. Gone bad.
Truly, he has.
Would it be too much for you and I to engage in a mutiny?
Sandy, we have been humble, prawn fishermen for more than half of our lives
now. It's true. This is true.
And we have not engaged in mutiny yet.
No, that's why we keep getting hired.
Yes.
Because, if the rep gets out there that you're a mutineer, they usually say, oh, we'll pass. Your application usually goes to the bottom of the pile if they say mutineer stamped in the front. No, we've been faithful seamen, prawn fishermen, and deck swabbers.
Yeah. Have you seen my profile on Rate My Mutiny?
I have indeed.
Yes, it is clean as a whistle.
It's totally clean.
Five stars. Five stars.
You don't want to mar that at this stage in your life.
I cannot mutiny now. It was mad as our captain is. I would never work again.
Faithful to the end. Hey, Jim, quick question, though. Is the suggestion of mutiny mutinous in nature?
Well, I mean, we're opening up a bit of a Pandora's box here, a bit of a crisis of of sea constitution.
We're opening up a bit of a Neptune's chest, aren't we, with this?
Yes.
Kind of a Davy Jones locker.
Oh, yes, sir. You were hearing what we were saying.
It's a robo.
Right.
You're right here.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready to go underwater?
To answer your question, I think talking about mutiny is not actually mutiny.
Okay. No.
Good.
It'd be like asking for a crossword answer.
Oh, it's like blue sky in it. It's just brainstorming.
Now, are you prepared to go underwater to help us? Help me. Help us. Help me.
We are, but I'm just going to finish with his pants.
All this time and he hasn't got his pants on?
We've taken a sidebar.
I'll get on my hands and knees.
Okay.
There's really not a lot of room in this room.
I'll get in front of you.
Okay, and pull hard.
Ooh, these are sticky.
Yeah.
Do you have any baby oil or cod liver oil?
I do, always. Always.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah.
Keep that hip flask, dear.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You just take a little nip of that when you're cold, eh?
A little bit. Now, as always, apply generously.
Oh, you got it. Oh, right down your pant holes. There we go. Cod liver oil, Captain. And cod liver oil.
You're right in front of me.
Oh, right, sir.
And
right.
Stretch.
Ooh, it was slipping right on there.
And release.
And look at that. Whoa, sorry about that. Okay. Your D.B. Jones locker down there.
I'm ready to go.
All right. Put your breathing masks on. I'll put mine on.
All right. Oh, smells like Toby.
Can we hear each other in the earpieces?
Check.
Broadcasting?
Checking 1, 2.
Checking 2.
Checking
1, 2.
This is Sandy, first mate. Can you hear me?
This is the captain. Checking 1, 2. Certain 2. Certain 2.
This is Elroy. Elroy, how old are these iron lungs?
Very good. All right. Elroy, Sandy, you're going overboard now.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Push. And I go with you.
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Into them.
Oh, so you're a sea virgin.
A sea virgin, yes.
Sea virgin, yeah.
I'm sea virgin.
You're submerging like a sea virgin.
Oh boy, now is not the time for your freestyle skills, Sandy.
I know, it's just that I missed my calling. If you guys are gonna freestyle rap the whole time, could you move to channel 2? Because the captain has to keep this clear for communication.
Okay. Sorry, Captain, sorry.
Yeah, for sure. Straight down, gentlemen. See those two rocks?
Oh, yes, right there.
Two large rocks, but in the middle, you see like a dark section.
Oh, that looks like a male anatomy down there.
Well, take it easy.
Wait, all right.
He's just saying what he sees.
I'm just calling it out, sir. Maybe it's like a Rorschach, but that's what I see.
You see what you see, but it's called the devil's penis.
Good.
Okay, hold on. What? That definitely looks... Then that's
it's just a name. It is just a name.
Okay. But that's obviously why it's called that.
Well, we don't know that.
Okay.
It could be an actual devil's penis. We don't know.
It's true. The Bible makes no mention of what happened to the devil's penis.
Going into the dark section.
Oh.
Right down the middle.
The devil's shaft.
The devil's penis. Why are you making it worse?
But wouldn't the section that we're talking about that you're drawing our attention to be the shaft?
Technically, I guess it's the urethra.
Oh, okay.
But we're going into it.
Oh, into the opening.
Let's go. The scepter's down there.
All right. Single file, I guess.
Well, you would have to. What do you think this is? A giant penis?
Well, I thought that's what we were talking about.
It's a rock called the devil's penis. Why are you making this so gross?
I'm just saying what I see.
It looks so much like a penis.
I'm just saying. He backs me up.
Fine.
car. Everyone into the hole. Let's flip on our headlights.
Okay.
Oh, it's dark down here. Oh, this heat is tickling my ankles. Scared, Sandy. I'm right here.
Right this way, gentlemen. We're getting closer. I can feel it.
We're following a madman. Certain doom. I heard him say certain doom.
It was just a mic check, and I can still hear you on this channel. If you're gonna freestyle rap, move to channel 2, and channel 1 needs to be clear for communication.
Aye, Cap. About the Scepter of Eternity, Captain.
Yeah.
Are there any magical properties that you believe to be associated with it?
Oh, yes. So many magical properties. One in particular. It's called the Scepter of Eternity.
Right.
Because the holder of it lives forever.
Oh. I have heard you actively wishing you could live forever.
It's not a great life, but I'd like to keep it.
I was about to ask, like, what do you want to live forever for?
I'm so afraid of death, boys. I'm so afraid of it. I've protected myself with magic scepters as many as possible. And this is the last one. The last one I need to protect myself forever. And then I'll never die. And I can keep prawn fishing forever.
Solid employment for us.
It's true, but sir, does your eternal life extend to your crew? If I get the scepter, I can extend it to whoever I choose.
Oh, so we should sort of curry favor with you then, sir?
You already have by coming with me on this mission, even though you're freestyle rapping about mutiny.
Yeah, we got... Sir, I'd high-five you if I could. Underwater won't allow it.
Doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Down there. See that globe?
I do.
That's the scepter.
Oh, my gosh. It's so deep.
It's so deep.
The pressure is already doing things to me.
Oh, you don't have the bends, do you?
No.
You get the bends when you come out.
Oh, okay. I think I'm just feeling a lot of water pressure right now.
All right, take a deep breath. Won't use up your tank.
Great. I don't know. I think I'm panicking a little.
Oh, I see your gauge is on red.
Oh, boy, did we not fill oxygen into these tanks?
Wasn't that part of your job?
Yes.
So the answer is no, you haven't?
Guys, I am really sorry.
All right, you two may have to share a tank, but right now that's the scepter and I need it. Guys, boys, be on the lookout. It may be guarded. I'm going for the scepter.
Look at swimming off there. Maybe guarded by what? This is the devil's penis. Anything can be down here.
There's something rustling over in the corner there.
Oh, I'm coming back.
What is it, Captain? Look, there's something rustling in the weeds over there. And only I can defend it because I brought the Scepter of Defense with me.
Oh.
You two, I need you to go get the Scepter. I'll defend you. If you want to keep your jobs, this is a direct order from your captain. Go get the Scepter.
Oh my God, I got a mortgage.
I need this job.
I forget the feeling that we are being used
every single day.
Guys, if you're gonna rap again, go to channel 2, but I can hear what you're saying. Is there a mutiny channel?
Channel M.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go.
I'm scared.
I'm terrified.
I'm running out of oxygen.
I can share mine with you if it gets really, really low.
So we are passing this thing? He's gonna defend us, whatever it is.
Right.
Be it sea monster.
Right.
Aqua person.
Ooh.
Merman.
Wow.
Enormous squid. Which is it gonna be?
What if it's an unholy combination of all of those things?
Then the legends would be true.
Indeed. It would be the mega beast of the sea.
We're pulling away these vegetations.
Have you guys gotten that scepter yet?
Sir, Captain, we're very, very close.
We'll get to it. I'm sensing some danger.
Reach in there.
Reach in with your long, thin arm.
Okay. All right, you don't need to put it that way. You know I'm self-conscious about that. I have a bit of dysmorphia about my long, thin arm.
I'm just saying it's perfect for what we're doing right now.
Okay, finally then. This is my moment.
Booty!
Whoa!
Something's got you.
It's got me.
Sandy, I'll grab you around the waist.
Don't bother holding on to him. Get the scepter.
But he's
pulling me in.
He's pulling. He's a joke. Sandy. Sandy.
Now,
Sandy.
My name's Elroy.
Right. I was calling out my own name.
Sandy.
Yes, sir.
You'll see now. The Scepter of Eternity floats towards you. This was the key. Elroy was the key. Something else needs to go in place of the scepter for it to be released.
That's why I needed you down here. One of you to be the replacement, and one of you to bring the scepter to me. But now I have the scepter. Unless you decided to have a one-man mutiny. But Elroy was my friend. Was he? I used him to my ends. He didn't do his job well. He didn't fill his own oxygen tank. It can be you and me against the world now. All the prawn fishing we can handle. But I only know how to swab, sir. I can upgrade you to a new position if you like.
Is that like an online course I would take?
Promotion. I would give you a promotion on board. You would no longer be swabbing.
Oh,
you would handle the prawn nets the way Elroy did.
So let me see what I have. Let me just... I'm using up a lot of oxygen with this conversation,
well,
sir.
Well, let's start swimming up, then.
All right. I can't leave Sandy behind, sir.
He's already gone.
But he's still there.
He's the replacement for the scepter. He's in the holding space.
Well, maybe there's something else that can replace him.
Like what?
Like you, sir.
I'm the captain. Let's take a vote.
All right.
I have three votes. I vote not me.
And the scepter. I vote with the scepter, sir.
Well, that just is long life. It's just the scepter of eternity. It doesn't give me extra votes.
But it gives me infinite number of votes, sir.
How's that?
Because the votes, just as I use them, they are replaced because it is the scepter of eternity.
Oh, technicality.
So this trumps your three votes, sir. And I say we go in for Elroy. Very dark indeed.
My headlamp doesn't shine so far in front of me. Can he still hear us on his channel?
I don't know. Let's call out to him. Elroy.
Elroy.
Try channel M.
M for mutiny?
Yes, sir. I know what ruins are. Rate my mutiny rating, but...
All right. Click over to channel M. Elroy.
Can he hear us?
If you can hear me.
He's cut now.
I mean...
We must be getting closer.
Keep talking, sir. Keep talking, Elroy. Keep talking.
Now would be very good time to... The captain and...
It's getting more stable in this direction. Quick, keep swimming, sir.
Hearing more words clearer.
Take over the ship, and maybe we should... Maybe that mutiny's not such a bad idea after all. I mean, maybe we should just mutiny, right?
He's talking mutiny, sir. He's talking mutiny. He must be close by.
He's on the right channel, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is.
This way, this way. I'm seeing bubbles. I'm seeing him swishing around in the murkiness.
There he is.
Oh, if anyone can hear me, my longer, thinner arm is locked into the same place the scepter came out of.
His long, thin arm has taken the place of the scepter, sir.
Perfect, let's go.
But, sir, I'm not leaving without Elroy.
Well, what are you going to pick, Elroy or the scepter? I know what I pick. I pick scepter.
Well, you didn't let me answer.
No.
I'm going to pick Elroy because he's my friend.
Yeah, friendship is more important than eternal life.
Yes, it really is.
You're an idiot.
Am I?
Yes.
Or am I the wisest one out here?
No, I'm pretty sure you're an idiot.
Oh, okay. What's your opinion?
You know, he can hear us the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
He's on channel M.
This is appreciated, Sandy. You just speaking up for me like that.
You're welcome, you're welcome. So let's get over, let's get this thing done. And Captain, if you want this scepter, then I say you stay down here with it.
Maybe I will.
Or maybe you should.
Hand it over. My scepter. Get out of there, Sandy. And I'll stick my leg in there. Because my long, thin leg is made of wood.
Oh,
right in that.
Oh, nice.
And look at me. I finally have the scepter of eternity, and I'll live forever.
Well, then, Captain, we wish you all the best.
Oh, I've already got the best.
To the surface.
This way. Out through Satan's taint.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's a tight fit.
It truly is.
Oh, single file now.
Oh, float up on the bed.
Oh, the beds. All right, here, share my respirator.
Okay. Lips.
It's the kiss of life, is what it is. It's the kiss of life.
Oh, this storm.
raging. Quick, back to the boat.
Under the decks? Under the decks?
Rowboat!
Yeah, that's right, rowboat.
Beck, weigh anchor.
Anchor up?
Weigh it.
I don't know, I never learned the terms.
I think it means pull it up.
Okay, weigh anchor.
Okay, quick and dirty now. Rock, paper, scissors, one of us has to be captain.
Okay,
one, two, three. Both scissors. Both paper. Both rock. Oh my God!
Oh no, we can't decide. This is our scepter of eternity.
Oh, rock, paper, scissors for all of time.
I delegate to you.
Okay, all right. I kind of sound like the captain, so I guess I'll be the captain.
That's true.
All right. Let me get to his stateroom. Let's see. There should be a book in here on pilot in a ship. Let's see.
Well, I'm a navigator.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'll just plot a course.
Oh, yeah, set a course.
Let's go back to the way we came.
Yeah.
Turn it around.
Yes, that's it.
And go forward.
Yeah, and I'll give the order.
Okay.
Go.
Done.
Oh, storm's clearing. Look at that. Oh, the sky. I see the sky again.
That was a full-on mutiny we just participated in.
It sure was.
I rate my mutiny. Profiles will never be the same.
Well, that's only if I go online and actually update it.
I've been thinking that now is a good time to get off social media.
Probably good.
There's one question that I was meaning to ask.
Well, I'd love to hear it. It's a long way back.
If the captain's leg was made of wood, why didn't he just take it off and leave it in the place where the scepter belongs?
You don't think I thought of that, you... Captain! He's mad, Elroy! And I've got the scepter. And now my collection is complete. Clink. There it is. A full cabin of scepters.
Oh, you've got what you want.
I do.
What now?
Prawn fishing. Forever? Forever. Ah! Well, you guys, there's only prawn. Well, it's just the forever part.
Yeah, I was thinking about moving into some other line of the industry at some point.
Yeah, like, management perhaps, somewhere down the line there. Well, you guys want jobs in my onshore business where the prawn go?
You have an onshore business?
Of course, but I'd like to be out here. I like the sea, and I want to find the scepters. How is this the first time we're hearing about it? Never asked.
Yes, I would definitely like an onshore position.
All right, what part of an onshore shrimp business would a navigator be good at?
Junior management?
All right, I'll look into it. And what about you? Oh, gosh, I'd say recruitment and hiring. Fantastic, sounds good. You're both hired as part of the old captain's shrimp business. Well, this turned out just fine, didn't it?
It's a win-win-win.
It is.
Ah, triocracy triumphs again.
That's right. And we'll be doing this forever. No!
Undersea Pawns, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Elroy, Lee Smart as Sandy, and Nug Nargang as the Captain. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green, or a Carstairs Labs t-shirt at TeePublic. That's right. The official t-shirts of the doomed future are available today. Visit tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is part of the E1 Podcast Network. Check out all the other podcasts on the network, such as Sick Boy, Our Fake History, and Nobody Cares with Ann T. Donahue. Check them all out at entertainmentonepodcast.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show.
Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.